Blog Talk Radio.
There we are, people. If all my relationships fail, is it me? Is it you? Crushing your own dreams of being married? Is it you? Completely sabotaging your own future? Are you the problem? Well, listen here. We're going to help you out. We're going to give you a lot of help. I've got some help for you. Now, I have numbers, as I always do, and I have opinions, as I always, always do. I also have a very, very special guest who will be joining us in a few short minutes, as I typically do as well. Very special guest, very, very special guest. She joins us annually at this point, and I love her so much. As you know, Asia Downing is my co-host, at least I think. Asia, she works hard. She has a lot of responsibilities. So we'll see if she has time for little old Eric Terrell. In the meantime, however, let me just say that it is an exciting period right now. Listen here, okay? If you haven't been tuned in to the DNC in my home city, down the street from me, tune in, okay? I don't have a ticket. Otherwise, I'd try to go, but they don't know me. They don't know me over there. But anyway, listen. Tim Kaine is going to speak tonight, and Tim Kaine is who Hillary Clinton selected as her running mate. And I am a huge fan of Tim Kaine. He's the governor. He was governor of the state where I spent 4 years in college, the state of Virginia. And I really, really enjoyed his acceptance speech last week when he accepted Hillary's offer to be her running mate. I thought it was a great speech, just as good as Cory Booker's speech and just as good as Michelle Obama's speech. A bunch of good speeches, and we're going to have a good speech by my buddy Tim Kaine. I like Tim Kaine more than I like Hillary Clinton. I do. I said it. I want Tim Kaine in the White House, okay? And I clearly like him a whole bunch more than I like that other big man with the hair on his head whose name I promised I would not ever say again. The guy who wears red. You know the weirdo I'm talking about. Joe Biden will also speak tonight, as well as President Barack Obama. Two amazing speeches on the way. Three amazing speeches on the way. Summer love, people's choice. That's what we're doing. Summer love, people's choice. You guys have selected this topic. If all my relationships fail, is it me? Was the leading vote recipient by a long shot. This is the People's Choice half of our Summer Love series, and you guys selected two great topics, the topic which we will discuss next week and this topic, the leading vote recipient, which is why this is a very special episode. You guys want to know. I think we all want to know. I think we all want to know if this is all our fault. I think everybody wants to know. Well, listen to me. I think I've got a big answer for you. And then maybe my special guest can either solidify or modify this opinion. But this particular opinion that I have, I believe, is gold. I think you can take it to the bank. I think this right here is the biggest indicator of whether or not your relationship failures are your fault or whether they aren't. This one thing. Oh, wow. Look at what we got here. Hold on. Just as I'm starting to talk, I see a number pop up, and this is Asia Downing. What's going on, girl? How you feeling?
I
said you'd be here.
I,
Of course, of course, of course. It's funny because when I, like, try to chime in or if, like, I'm late, I'll be like, I wonder what he's going to say. Like, when in that moment he's going to be in his speech and then he's just going to be like, it's great.
Yeah, that was perfect timing. I was going to get into it. I was really about to just fire off. You ready for this, Asia?
Yes, I'm definitely, this is one of the topics I wanted to talk about, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. Everybody voted for it, and I was just about to reveal exactly how you know whether it's you or not. Everybody wants to know. Everybody clearly wants to know, and I know. I'm pretty sure I know. This is it. Listen, this is it. Ask yourself one question. Do your relationships fail for the same reason every time? Asia, that's what I got. Do your relationships fail for the same reason every time? Now, if your relationships fail for a myriad of reasons, then I believe odds are it may not be your fault. But if each one of your relationships fail for the exact same reason, you failed your relationships. It's as simple as that. You got to find out why. If it's the same reason, it's you. It is you. If this relationship fails because you were insecure, and the other relationship failed because of your insecurities, and this other relationship failed because a guy said you were insecure, then, lady, your relationships are not going to work until you fix that. I mean, whatever it is, if it's the same thing, whatever it is, it's you. I get this is the best thing I've got, Asia. If you got bored with this relationship, and then the next relationship failed because of boredom, and another relationship failed because of boredom, and 70% of your relationships fail because of relationship boredom, then you are boring. They're not boring. You're boring.
It's you.
It is you, clearly. Now I had to stop dating a little while ago to focus on my career. I noticed that all my relationships were failing because I was too busy. My relationship would, I would be too busy for this girl, and I would be too busy for that girl. I said, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop dating until I'm ready to not be as busy because it was me. And if your relationships are failing for one reason, it's you. Now, you got to be careful for this reason. The end of your relationships or the cause for the failure of your relationships may sound different, but they may lead to the same thing. If this relationship fails because you kept checking his phone, then that's your insecurities. And if another relationship failed because you kept showing up at his mama house, well, that's your insecurities too. And if another relationship failed for something that has to do with insecurity, be careful when you identify what's the same reason and what's not the same reason, because I think that's where we mess up a lot of times. And when we break up, we don't always walk away with a reason. I think that's a big problem that we have. You got to ask. Nobody asks. This is a common thing. People say, oh, this is over. I was tired of it anyway. And then you're just like, oh, well, I'll hope I see you in heaven. You know, you just leave. You don't ask questions. You got to find out why these relationships end, because finding out why is going to lead you to the conclusion of whether it's you or not. And if, like I said, if it's a different reason every time, I don't think you should panic, because odds are it's not your fault, unless you're picking the same type of man, or unless, fellas, you're picking the same type of girl, then that would be the problem. But typically, if all your relationships fail for a reason that's not just the fact that you don't know how to pick them, they all have a unique failure, then, well, maybe it just isn't your time yet. It doesn't mean that it isn't you, but I'm saying it probably isn't you. No.
You're trying to be nice about it, but I'm going to be black and white. It's, I want to say in the span of a certain time, you have to start, I don't even say like just reevaluating yourself, check yourself. And not necessarily meaning, you know, if it is you, you may just not be open to new things, or you may not, you may be looking at the same type of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily, I get that it might be you in your mindset, but it might be the person that you're dating. Like,
well,
like saying, like, if you all going for the a certain type, and that type doesn't work out with you, maybe you need to run your horizons for a different type. So maybe it is not you, in a sense, it's the other person, but it's how you picking them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it could very well be how you're picking them. So, a lot of people are bad pickers. Yeah. Then it's kind of like it's you and them at the same time, because you're picking
right,
them, but they're yeah,
yeah. if y'all right. are the group, y'all are bad together. But I will say, regardless, you definitely have to do a self evaluation. You have to sit down and be like, okay, let's write down my last three relationships. That person, they trait, you know, how you felt about them, how it treated, how long it lasted, and just kind of just like making a budget. You know, everything. I really do, like, to this day, if I'm making a decision, I really do write it down, pros and cons, plain old paper and pencil. Just you really have to do it. If you're serious, you have to weigh your options. So you have to look and see what's going wrong, what has gone wrong, the good things about it, what you liked about that person, and then try to find those traits in somebody else and then see if it works. But failing after failing after failing, then you definitely need to have that sit down. Be like, it's not me, it's them. No, honey, but it's, like you said, it's both of y'all.
Right. Now, Asia, I want you to chime in with our special guest whenever you like. It's time for our special guest. I want to say this our timing is off again, but I did say opening the show that I had numbers, as I always do. So I'm gonna say these numbers before I bring on our special guest. And Asia, you can give a quick reaction if you want, really quickly. I found on DailyMail.com. This was done in 2014, that the average woman, now I'm sorry, females, I'm sorry, ladies, but I can't pick on the fellas today. I couldn't find that. But well, actually I did, but we don't have time. The average woman will suffer heartbreak twice before she meets the man of her dreams. She will kiss 15 men and enjoy 2 long-term relationships, all prior to getting married, on average. So my conclusion, based on these numbers, is that if you have not suffered heartbreak twice, if you have not kissed 15 men, if you have not enjoyed 2 long-term relationships, then based on this average, maybe it's not you. It's just not your time yet, because this is the average number for the woman who gets married. And if your numbers exceed these numbers, then, well, it's you, because you're beyond the average for women who get married. So I thought these numbers were interesting. I've got more numbers. Maybe I'll do them with our guest. You ready, Ada?
Yeah, ready. I feel like those numbers are pretty accurate, though.
They are. I think so.
You sometimes be disagree with your numbers, but this time I agree.
I got good numbers this time. I got really good numbers. Here we go. And now, like I said, she's here with us pretty much every year, and I really, really like this woman. First of all, I want to say thank you to Jamie Fuller, because I was a guest speaker today in her communications class. It was the first time I was a professor, and it felt good. So that was at Delaware Community College. And this woman, however, is no stranger to being a professor. She was my professor. I think maybe, Asia, she was your professor. You came along before me. But she is very, very, at the end of the day, very real. And that's why we love her here on the Eric Terrell Show. She's as real as they come. She's the interim chair of the psychology department right now at Hampton University. Like I said, she was my former professor, one of my favorites. She wrote a book called Willing a Win, 10 Key Steps to Developing a Winning Mindset. She's a consultant. She is an entrepreneur for Willing a Win Enterprises. She is the woman. Dr. Williams, how you feeling?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah. Sorry for being late.
That's okay. We're gonna make the most of the time that we have.
Yeah. That's right. And we will go a little over if that's okay with you, just by a few minutes, because I'm gonna make up for the time that maybe I squandered with those silly numbers.
We gotta be careful how we read statistics, I tell you. But I'm glad you have me, and I know your question this evening, one of the big questions coming out is it you? That was kind of like the thing, right?
So what's the biggest sign? Go ahead.
I find that very interesting, Eric, because a lot of times when people ask questions, sometimes they already have the answer to it. They already know the answer to it, but they hope other people don't see it. And some things are just so simple. As a relationship expert, as a life coach, when people talk to me, they want these major revelations, but sometimes they need to go back to the basics and remember how simple things are. The simple answer is yes, because 1 + 1 = 2. It can't always be everyone else. At some point, you must admit that issue. It's just that simple. You're the common denominator, the same person in all of those relationships. I think about it like the poor, hungry fisherman or fisherwoman. They're seeking an unrewarding manner. I'm not a fisher by trade, but if you'll follow me, like, metaphorically as an expert, you catch what
you catch
based on what you use. So your bait, your location, your timing, and your equipment. And it's just that simple. You catch what you catch based on your bait, your location, your timing, and your equipment. And I'm talking about if you fish during the time where all the fish have already eaten, you won't catch that man, that married man thing. Oh, did I say that out loud? But if they're already eaten, you're not going to catch. That's just the wrong bait. What if you want something that's quality, first you have to be quality. You cannot catch a dime if you are a nickel. Like, you just cannot do that. So what you use in the bait, the location, what are you fishing for? Are you fishing for a shark or whale? What are you fishing for? Your location, your timing has to be right. Your equipment has to be right. What are you using? Some people use the wrong thing, and they're mad about what they catch. And they keep catching the same type of fish because they keep using the same type of bait, and they keep going in the same places looking for the same type of fish. And they're mad because they're catching crabs with chickens. But you was going out there to fish. You have to be careful about your bait, your location, your timing, and your equipment.
Nice.
Many people struggle to be single.
Oh, go ahead.
Many people struggle to be single, and that doesn't mean it's a change in a relationship.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
No, I just want your reaction. That's all, because I'm very happy with what I just heard. Good. And I can imagine your face. Your mouth is wide open, isn't it?
And I was recuperating.
Yeah, I figured you got to recuperate. Okay, so well, Asia doesn't have anything for you now. Dr. Williams, how does someone know? Now we've got you. Bait, location, timing, equipment. Phenomenal. I love that, Dr. Williams. Now, it's possible for someone, beyond the bait, location, timing, and equipment, just based on who they are, It's possible for so, and I think this fits into bait, but it's possible for someone to not be relationship material as they are currently constructed.
That's right. You want to know some of those key signs if to know if you're not relationship material? One of the big things is that people struggle to be single in general. And if you can't stand your own company, why in the world would you expect somebody else to? And you become, you have to become that person you would want to be in a relationship with, and you have to watch that happen. And you're not relationship material if you think it's all about you, because a relationship doesn't consist of one person. You're not relationship material if you're not, if you think a relationship will fix all your problems, you're not relationship material. Because that's not what it's for. If you think it will be perfect, you're not relationship material at that point, because perfection doesn't exist. And if you think you're perfect, you're certainly not relationship material, because nobody is. And definitely you hit on a key one earlier in the show when you were talking about insecurities. If you are insecure, it is hard to be in a healthy relationship when you bring negativity into it. It's like basic math. Negative and positive, those they don't mix and come out positive. It comes out negative.
Nice. So, I think everything you said was simply the blueprint to get out of your own way. You have to mature into what is relationship material based on what you're searching for. Now, so if you can really quickly, I guess let me know what you think of what I did open the show with. I guess maybe not only my opinion, but these numbers. Do you think that it is a must or inevitable for a woman? I guess we're talking about, we can talk about men too if you like, but for a woman to suffer two heartbreaks and kiss 15 men and have two long-term relationships that don't work out before she gets married, is it okay to experience so many nightmares before the dream?
I think it's important to experience some of those nightmares before the dream, because if it never ever rained, how could you even begin to appreciate the sun? You wouldn't appreciate it. I dated several people before I got married, and it's not a magic number, Eric, because if you leave it based on a magic number, someone will sabotage a good relationship potentially, because that's that number two person. And they're like, let me hurry up and get through this one so I can get to number three, because the third time is the charm. So you don't want to base it on those type of statistics. It's a setup. But what you want to base it on is characteristics and feelings and things internally. You know when it's right, and it doesn't take you 5, 6, 10, 12 months to figure that out. But everybody is different. Everybody is different. And you want to respect that. My biggest advice is if you don't know what you're doing, find somebody who does. There's no shame in asking for help, getting those life coaches, getting those relationship experts to help you. Because if you want to be in a relationship and you keep failing, you have to do something different. That's the definition of insanity. We got people out there pushing the elevator. The elevator is broke. You're going to have to take the step.
All
That's
right.
It. Yeah. Asia, do you have words? Do you have any real words and reactions for what you're hearing?
No, I agree with a lot of what she said. Reflecting, like, it's not right. It's failing your relationship. I'm thinking that there might not be anything at all. If you really want to be in a relationship, you have to focus on those.
Right. Okay.
It's really important how you treat
yourself,
Eric. How you treat yourself dictates the rest of your relationships in your life.
Yeah. You absolutely must have that relationship first if you're going to stand a fighting chance in relationships. That's most key. Another thing I read. Now I'm done with numbers. I've been doing way too many numbers lately. I don't know what's have gotten into me. But Huffington Post, a study on Huffington Post in 2013 said that women, on average, are married at 27 years of age, and that men, on average, are married at 29 years of age, which raises constantly. The number was 23 for women in 1990 and 26 for men in 1990. So basically, it takes time. I guess you typically don't graduate from college and just know who you are. So what I'm going to ask you, I suppose, is what's the best lesson you would have as a relationship expert on patience?
If you don't have patience, I don't know a relationship that would work. That's where depression comes in. People are impatient with themselves, and it comes out in other ways. It manifests in other ways. But any relationship you're in is about patience. And if a person really wants to know if it's them, Eric, and what they'll see is they'll have difficulties in relationships in different areas of their life. It's not just going to be in intimacy. It's going to be at their job. It's going to be with their family. It's going to be with their friends. You'll know if it's you. But if you don't have patience, you're already fighting a losing battle, because relationships, you know they're real when you go through something. If it's always great, that means you guys don't even really know each other, because that's just not even realistic. But when you go through things, you get through things, and that person is saying, listen, I know you're not perfect, but your imperfections match my imperfections, and they outweigh the bad stuff, you know, so I'm good with that. I accept you're perfect for me with your imperfections.
Right, right. Two highly imperfect people with a perfect relationship. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. That sounds fantastic.
And
now,
it takes time to
so,
get that sometimes. That's where the patience comes in.
Yeah.
That's where the patience comes in.
Definitely. Definitely. I think it's funny, because I don't know why it seems like to me those who get married younger, especially white people who get married younger, and I don't know what that means or how that's relevant, but it's just what it seems like to me, that people who get married younger have longer-lasting relationships. However, I do think you stand a better chance if you wait for at least your higher 20s, because then you have a better relationship with yourself, you're more established in your career, and I think that makes you better able to give and take.
It depends.
Yeah.
My parents are high school sweethearts. And they're
right.
still happily married. And it depends on the individual. It's not a magic age. It's a level of maturity. I know some 40-year-old men who are immature. I know some 35-year-old women who should never be in a relationship until they get over themselves. So I don't want people to get stuck on an age, because you might miss an amazing opportunity. Some people grow together, and that's perfect for them. But at the end of the day, you have to figure out what you want and what's successful for you. So if you want to have 5 kids, you can't wait till you're 35. To get married, you know, if that's what's important to you, and that's what success looks like to you, building the next generation with a healthy family. So it's really about finding somebody who has like-minded goals that you have, that you guys are willing to go through everything together and say, no matter what, no matter what. Like in our house, we Team Williams, no matter what.
Team Williams, that's nice.
Team
yeah.
Williams all day,
team,
every day.
Team Williams. Hey, Team Williams gets it done. Let me tell you, Team Williams is a beast. Oh, man. Now, hopefully Team Terrell can be as strong as Team Williams, and Team Downing, and Team whoever you are. But it takes patience, and it takes will. It takes fighting. It takes willing a win.
Hey.
The writ which you have composed. Now, here we go. So, show's over, people. Fantastic episode. Fantastic episode. As we go, Dr. Williams, I want you to give us anything you have left, anything you want to leave us with as we scoot out of here, anything that you haven't said already that you want to say, or anything that's been on your mind recently, whatever it is. Floor is yours. And let us know if what we can do also to buy the book or to help the movement, the Team
All
Williams
right.
movement. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me wrap this up and say that I want everybody to be comfortable with themselves, and don't be so afraid to be alone that you forget to be afraid to date the wrong person. So any old relationship won't do. The ones that don't work are the ones that shouldn't have started in the first place. So have your standards, but don't give up. Don't give up. And then that's about willing a win just right there, winning no matter what. And I want you to know the only thing standing between your failures of the past and your success of tomorrow is you and your will to win. So, Eric, I will leave the contact information. It's on Amazon. Everybody can get it. It even comes with a free life discovery session. It's a life coaching CD. So I help people will and win in their life, no matter what and no matter who.
There it is. There, and now you guys see why we love Dr. Williams so much. This is what we signed up for, and this is what you will get. Willing to win. Team Williams, let's go. Appreciate you. Asia Downing, I appreciate you. Dr. Williams, I appreciate you. Now, love is the most important thing, people. So remember that next week we got our Summer Love Series finale, the second People's Choice topic, the pros and cons of online dating. So tune in for that. Going to be good. With another relationship expert, Miss Carmelia Ray. Love is the most important thing. Love yourself. Love other people. Love the truth. And love love. It's not hard to love love, because all you've got to do is love God, because God is love. And God did it. Okay. There you have it, people. Fantastic. Will a win.
Isn't it?